Hey viewers, real quick, click the top link in the video description to join my mailing list. I'll have merch and a book coming out soon, so join the mailing list and I can send you updates on those things. Thank you.
Let me read. Evolution wrong, Big Bang wrong.
That's
Earth billions of years old. Let's talk about Earth billions of years old first. That's definitely wrong. How old is the Sahara Desert?
I don't know how. It's like, I think they say like something like 50,000 years, but climate's changed. 4, so.
It's 4,000.
It's way more than 4,000 years old.
Nope, look it up. You got a computer right there. I'll keep going. How old is the Australian Great Barrier Reef?
It grows, but the desert, I don't think there was no desert at all only 4,000 years ago. Maybe that's true. That would be kind of interesting, but that doesn't prove anything.
It is true, mate. It's one of my favorite topics of all. The desert grows a certain amount per year. They watched it grow for 20 years. They worked out this desert cannot be more than 4,000 years old.
Yeah, so therefore the Earth was created when the desert first began expanding. That's a really stupid correlation.
No, the desert might have been there before, but you know, that sort of proves that perhaps a big flood did come through about 4,400 years ago.
So the age of the Sahara Desert in no way determines the age of the Earth, right? I have these hairs on my face. I shaved my whole face a year ago and then started growing them. Therefore, I'm a year old. That's catastrophically stupid.
You can use whatever words you'd like, but the oldest desert in the world is 4,000
years old. I'm going to choose to use the words catastrophically and stupid to describe the way somebody would take an element of something and say that that part of it being a certain age means that therefore the entire thing is the same age as that element of it.
Why don't we have an older desert?
Catastrophic and stupid. Those are the words I'm going to use.
Why don't we have an older desert? We're talking billions of years versus 4,000. Why happened there's not a
Antarctica is far, far older than a few thousand years old.
No, they've measured those core rings when they drilled down.
It is. Well,
it's been proven wrong. Those core rings that they use to determine how old it is are not annular rings. It's just becoming hot, cold, hot, cold. You can get 5 hot colds in a day. They count the rings and go, oh yeah, this place is 300,000 years old. They're not annular rings. It's been proven wrong over and over again. How old's the Great Barrier Reef? How come the Great Barrier Reef isn't older than 4,000 years if Earth is billions of years old?
Do you think that the entire universe and the planet Earth are the same age?
I don't know. I don't think you can put a finger on that one.
So if I told you that the universe is many billions of years old, you're just totally open-minded to that. You don't care one way or the other.
I thought we were talking about the Great Barrier Reef. Why isn't the Great Barrier Reef older than 4,000 years?
What I'm trying to do is talk about something that actually is a way to measure how old things are, not the Great Barrier Reef. Again, that would be like keeping track of how long did it take for somebody to grow a beard and then say that that's how old the person is. That's incredibly dumb. So do you care one way or the other how old the universe is? If I told you it was billions of years old, would you accept that or would you deny that?
I would deny that from the pure fact that billions of years ago is a fairy, like there's a fairy tale coming next. You cannot measure billions of years.
So, does it bother you then in any way that we can see billions of light years?
That's false. That's the same. That's the same as believing in string theory, that they have a camera that can see tiny
Jester,
things.
I have a question. Name one thing you believe in.
I believe that there is a creator.
That's false. They've disproven that so many times. That's just a fairy tale.
No, it's not.
It is.
What's your evidence for that?
You know, the people just went and looked at the... I have as much evidence as you do, which is to say, I don't have to bring up anything. All I have to do is say it's false.
Well, I believe in the creator, and I believe in their flood, and
it's
flood
just, it's
did
false.
Happen.
It's It's false.
Yeah, but it's
there's
if
no
the
there's
flood
ne'er
happened,
there's
would probably have
ne'er evidence of any of that.
We would have a desert that's 4,000 years old. We would have a Great Barrier Reef that's 4,000 years old. We would have no evidence of cows walking back into the
You
woods,
see,
turning
there's
into whales.
ne'er evidence of that.
Yes, you're right. There's no evidence of the cow walking back into the ocean. That's why we have a whale with vestigial bones that evolutionists claim as vertebrae from cows, which is completely wrong. But you can keep believing in that if you want. Planet
Yeah, literally
Anderson.
no evolutionary biologist has ever said that cows turned into whales. Morons say that.
It's in
but
all
no
the textbooks.
Evolutionary biologist
mate,
has
I
ever
have
said
a mate, I have a TikTok page that the my latest video is a highlight of all the textbooks
Ner.
That say. Yeah, visit it right now.
Here, let me spell this for you. N A U R R R R R R
You don't
R,
even know your own theory.
R,
claim the
R,
land walked back
R,
into the ocean. That's why we have
R,
whales, Peterson. You
R,
don't even know your own theory.
R.
You don't even know your own theory.
So we've known this for decades that whales are genetically most closely related to hippos, not cows. But that doesn't mean that hippos evolved into whales. Every single evolutionary biologist that knows anything, or anybody that's not an expert but just actually looks this stuff up and understands the evidence, nobody would ever make the mistake that you're making, which proves that you've never looked into it, or the looking into
I
it you've done
into it. I have
has
an
been
entire
from people
TikTok
that
page
know
to
less
it.
than you do, and you just
There
parrot
is.
their nonsense without thinking critically about it.
There is one fossil that's been found between your apparent hippo and whale transformation, and they found one tooth.
So, Jester,
half
I
a
just told
bone,
you that whales did not
of a
evolve
tail.
From hippos, and then you went ahead and started claiming that they did. But before that,
I
you claimed
said
that
land walking animal, hippo, cow, land.
Oh, no, I meant to mute him, and I accidentally kicked him out. Okay, sorry, I'm inviting you back. I meant to mute you. Yeah, so you changed your argument in the middle of your whole thing. You said whales evolved from cows, then you said they evolved from hippos, even though I told you that neither of those things is the way it works. So you're just not even listening, actually. So
I originally said land animal. Okay, land animal. They give one example of the land animal between the whale, and that is, I forget the name of it, Hycopicus or something like that. And all they found is one tooth called
Indohyus pachycetus, Ambulocetus, and then Bacillosaurus derudon and several others.
Yeah, great. You know all these fake names created by fat white dudes that mean nothing at all. None of those fossils have ever been found. Okay, well, they have been.
Any of them were fat.
Because go to my recent TikTok. Mate, my recent TikTok has highlights of all the textbooks ranging from.
Prove that the people that found the fossils were fat.
It has photos of them next to them. They're all fat white dudes with beards. Where your head went. They are. I promise you.
So, I think. I don't know what to think at this point, so.
Well, if the Bible's true and the flood happened, I would
it's
estimate that the oldest.
Moving on, what's next?
What's next? All right. Well, I mean, everything about the evolution theory is 100% backwards to the Bible. I mean, apparently the sun was created before
the worst possible reason you could have to believe in something is because the science doesn't go well with it. That's pretty much the worst reason to ever believe in something. Well, it's also in the opposite direction. That's always the worst reason not to believe in something. Huh. An objective fact-finding methodology, science, determined that something that is written by a bunch of
you keep
meandering
saying fact.
Peasants who thought that the sun orbits the earth. The objective science disagrees with that. It must mean that objective empirical methodologies for studying the natural world are are deeply flawed. It has to be this book written by a bunch of stories told by illiterate desert peasants who thought that the sun orbits the earth, and then was written down centuries later by people that spoke a different language.
The
That's
sun
your
does orbit the earth.
idea of figuring out what the best source of truth is. It's silly.
Geocentric versus heliocentric is another topic that was a no-brainer to me. The sun does orbit the earth. We're
Wait,
not
wait, wait.
flying through space.
Are you
We're
saying
not
an
flying through space.
NAUR brainer or an NO hyphen brainer?
No idea what you just said, but we're not flying through space, planet peace, and we're just not. I watch Scorpio and Ophicus every night. I watch the story of them, the Crown Borealis, Hercules pointing to them. Been watching that since I was a wee boy. None of it's moved. None of it's parallax. We're not flying through space. I'm not a flat
Yeah,
earther.
does it bother you that is that constellation over the South Pole or is it over the equator?
Well, I'm in Australia and it goes flat over my head every night. So whether you want to call that the equator, below the equator, whatever. When I make a compass
I don't even know.
in my house, it points north with just a magnet and a fucking paperclip. I mean, how come it doesn't point to the South Pole if I'm so close to the South Pole? How come it points to the north through the Earth? It's ridiculous.
It aligns with the magnetic field.
That's not a bad
It's
answer.
not pointing north or south. It's actually pointing both north and south at the same time.
Well, yeah. Either way, we're not flying through space. That doesn't prove we're flying through space. I mean, India recently went to the moon. I don't think so.
Okay.
Do you believe in that?
I don't believe that you even exist. I mean, Australia? Yeah, right.
I've seen that one. I pinched myself. I thought, yeah, I'm real.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cow never walked back into the ocean, Peterson. We didn't come from rocks. My
Yeah,
great grand.
science agrees with you, but science doesn't say stupid things. I'm wondering why you do.
Because that's what the textbooks say. It's still in the textbooks today.
There
To
literally aren't any
education.
textbooks, except perhaps ones written by scientifically illiterate creationist idiots that other people read. Those books might say that. Science textbooks don't.
Can you not visit my most recent TikTok and see that it does? Okay,
No.
well, you're just denying evidence there. Because it does. They all do.
Arner.
Well, you got any more defense for your evolution theory?
You haven't produced anything. Like, literally every single thing you've said, even if you disagree with you obviously disagree with the people that have claims that are different from yours, but you aren't even arguing what their claims are. It's like you believe in, I do believe in Jesus. Are you a Christian?
I believe in that, but way before that, we come
Okay.
from rocks.
Okay. So you believe in that. Ready? Here's my argument against that. So you really mean to tell me that Jesus gets on his skateboard and delivers presents to every single child on December 24th every single year and puts money under kids' pillows when they put a tooth under there? That's never happened.
Well, the
That's
spirit of Jesus.
literally what you believe
Let me
in.
answer. The spirit of Jesus is in everyone, and if those kids' parents are doing it, that is a form of goodness. I mean, it's not negative. They're not getting drunk and beating that kid the night before Christmas. So some good is coming out. So you can look at it in a spiritual way, meaning, yeah, that is a positive movement of God. Presents, yay!
Do you,
Happiness,
Chester,
endorphins,
do you see
yay!
that? Do you see that up there?
The fan?
No, right here. That's the point. Do you see that down there? That's your head.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Do
If
you
we left
understand?
those things you pointed out, if we left them for long
Do,
enough, they would
okay, you
start
don't
talking.
understand, which is also the point. So, okay.